is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you have had a tremendous Thursday. It's going to be my job to get you a little closer to Friday. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, hanging out on Peachtree Street. Shout outs to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down on the boards in New York City. Whether you're in the South, the Northeast, the Midwest, the mountains, the plains, up high, down low, West Coast, over the ocean, over the sea, thank you for being here. I told you I'll be here with you for one more hour. If you've missed the past 3 hours, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can start from the beginning. Thank you for listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know, Mike, you might be in Baltimore. You might be in Western New York. You might be in Chicago. You might be anywhere. Thank you for being here. You can always listen on Sirius XM 375. You can tune in on a smart speaker, talk to the machine, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me on the internet. You use the internet. I'm there, too. I'm at JR Sport Brief. If you're driving in your vehicle, be safe. Just put the phone down. Don't do that. And we've had a busy show. Thank you so much to Andrew Filippone for joining us last hour from the Filippone Express, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We talked about all these rumors going on in Pittsburgh about their future quarterback. The Steelers wanted Trevor Lawrence. Is that true? Is it fake? Ooh. Thank you as well to Ryan Harris, a Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos. He came by, and we talked about everything going on in the NFL. Travis Hunter, he's going to be marked down as a defensive back when the NFL Combine starts in a couple of weeks. We talked about Aaron Rodgers finally getting the boot from the New York Jets. The Jets put out an official statement, a whole lot of lies, thanking him and saying that he was a great contributor to the Jet. He followed in the Jet way. And I'm like, what does that mean? Just being a loser? So, yeah, we've discussed a lot and had some great conversations. Of course, I'll be here with you for one more hour. If you want to give me a holler, you can. You can pick up the jack, the phone, whatever the hell you call it. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I'll fill you in on a few more things going on. We even talked about and heard from Kellen Moore. Matter of fact, where the hell have you been? It's time for a little bit of a recap of things that took place today. And let's go ahead and start off here. The rumor mill. We got a report. Ryan Burr covers Big Ten hoops, but he had the internet beside itself when he said that the Steelers called up the Jacksonville Jaguars and asked about Trevor Lawrence. Tom Pelissero, he was on the Rich Eisen show, which you can listen to here on the Infinity Sports Network. Tom Pelissero said, don't believe it.
What about the tweet that caused Trevor Lawrence to trend this very morning?
Yeah, that was fake.
That was fake?
Fake.
What do you mean?
The Steelers never called on Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence isn't getting traded for any number of reasons. I don't even know who you would call. They don't have a GM right now. You think the interim GM is going to be able to trade the franchise quarterback? No, there's nothing there. They didn't call. It's fake.
Oh, well, he shot that man's report down very quickly. Well, you don't have to necessarily listen to a reporter. Liam Cohen, who's the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, at his introductory press conference. And we know things change and coaches lie, GMs lie. But I think a first-time head coach would at least want to keep on a quarterback with the potential of Trevor Lawrence. Liam Cohen said as much.
How do we make Trevor Lawrence in this offense as dynamic and explosive as we can be, right? We've got to build it around him as well, right? We've got to make every part of this about improvement, and he will be a part of that process. He's earned that right. I cannot respect his toughness and mentality and work ethic more than I do already. from afar, and this will all be about Trevor right now.
Jacksonville Jaguars aren't that dumb. They're not letting Trevor Lawrence out that door. They will bring this man back with his busted up shoulder, which will hopefully be healed. And then, well, the Steelers, they gotta find a quarterback somewhere else. Andrew Filippone said, look at Matthew Stafford. Andrew Filippone said, probably bring back Justin Fields. The Steelers are just going to be running on the treadmill of mediocrity until they really hit the skids. It's unfortunate. It's sad. And then maybe they do say, let's bring on Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to have plenty of time and options available to him now that the Jets have given him the boot. You know, I will never forget, Aaron Rodgers is not a dumb man. He might be a selfish man. He's not a stupid man. Aaron Rodgers predicted that he would get the boot. He predicted that he, the GM, and the coach would all get the boot if they stunk. This is what he said before training camp.
If I don't do what I know I'm capable of doing, we're all probably going to be out of here. So I like that kind of pressure, though. I know there's, you know, it's a tough market to play in. It's not for everybody. I relish that opportunity. As you get older in the league, if you don't perform, they're going to get rid of you.
Yeah. Well, they got rid of you today, officially. Aaron Rodgers, I think his best place to end up would be the Steelers. I think it would. I just don't know if the Steelers would want to deal with him. Ugh. You think everybody would learn after the New York Jets, but we'll see. Or maybe Aaron Rodgers walks off into the sunset. I don't know. I don't think he would want to end his career like that. Speaking of walking off, not into the sunset. Hickey, what happens when you walk off into a positive place? What do you call that? Is it anything?
No, right? But we should have a name for it.
Like you walk off into the sunset. It's over. It's a wrap. It's done. What's the opposite of that? I don't know.
Walk into a pit?
A pit?
Sounds like the opposite of walking into.
Nah, you walk off sunset. In the sunset. It's just, it's over for you. It's retiring. The sun is setting. Now, how about this? Here we go, Hickey. The sun is rising in New Orleans. Huh? Makes sense? Mm-hmm. Makes sense?
Yeah. Okay.
For now. Kellen Moore introduced as the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. This man won a championship as the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. And today, he was introduced to the fans in New Orleans. At least he didn't have to leave the city. And today, he said, you know what? I'm actually looking forward to coaching the Saints. And this is why I decided to choose them.
It became very clear what made this organization really special, and it was the leadership. Each interaction grew more and more confident in the opportunity that this presented. The opportunity to team up with Mickey Loomis, one of the winningest general managers in the National Football League history, was a perfect opportunity for myself. Can't wait to get started. Really, really excited about this opportunity. I'm so thankful for it.
Oh, man. That dude is... Hickey, how much brown is on his nose? Did he have... What? Did he have toilet paper? Not even Kleenex. Did he have toilet paper next to him on the stage?
Oh, boy. I mean, look, when they want to pay that amount of money, you got to kiss some behind in order to get all the way to the top.
Man, there was no other job available. Hey, I'm looking forward to this, and this is why I trip. Man, there's no stinks. Anyway, when you're a head coach, you got to tell lies, right? When you run an organization, you gotta tell lies. Nobody tells the truth. He told another lie, kinda sorta. He took a look at Derek Carr. Well, I'm not gonna say Derek Carr is past his expiration. He's certainly not gonna take anybody to a Super Bowl. And he also needs to get the boot. The Saints need to just start over from scratch. Kellen Moore was asked about coaching Derek Carr. You tell me whether or not he wants him as his QB next year.
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. Really excited to team up with him and go through this process.
That's good for him. And then Hickey, he also, didn't he say he was going to He was going to fly up to the parade tomorrow, right?
That's right. He'll be on the float celebrating the big Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, let's take a listen to Kellen Moore. He talks about winning the Super Bowl, winning this job, and then getting ready to celebrate with a championship, a parade.
There's been a little bit of travel this week, which is all good. So obviously had an opportunity to be here. We'll go back for the parade tomorrow in Philadelphia and then quickly get back here and get going.
Parades are nice. Man, I hope it goes off without a hitch. We know about that terrible incident last year at the Chiefs parade. At the end of the parade, couple knuckleheads in the crowd, just seemed like an isolated incident. You know, people letting some gunshots off. And we know people in Philadelphia, they like to party. I don't know if climbing a pole is a party, but I hope everything goes off without a hitch. I'm going to have some friends out there on the route, and I just hope everything is as smooth as can be. I know the players have certainly been enjoying themselves. Last night, we heard from Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts on Jimmy Fallon's show. And Hickey, we had this conversation maybe last week, 2 weeks ago. Some of the gifts that the players bestow upon the offensive linemen. I know in Philadelphia, both Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, they both combined to give gifts. But now that they've won the Super Bowl, you told me, and I don't know, this is the first time I'm hearing it, Saquon Barkley decided to give the offensive linemen even more gifts?
Not only more gifts, I would argue the best gift any offensive lineman has ever received. You ready for it?
Can I guess?
Sure.
Okay. The best gift an offensive lineman can receive. Is it food? Is it a trip to the buffet? Is it a car? Like, what is it?
It is not food, but okay. It is in the digestible category.
Okay. I mean, this can't be alcohol, right?
Or can it be?
What did he get him?
He got each offensive lineman a full truck filled with Bud Light.
Bruh. That's a terrible gift. Oh, my God. Wait. They got a truck?
Each truck load of Bud Light.
Oh, so they didn't get a truck with Bud Light.
No.
They got a lot of Bud Light.
Correct. Enough to last them... Well, at least through the parade.
Oh, come on. Hickey, that's a terrible gift.
What?
I don't want
a truckload of Bud Light. Realistically, that's what? 5 years worth of beer?
Bro.
You know how much money you're saving?
Do you know how much I'm going to be peeing? Come on, man.
Well.
I don't want that.
That's dehydrated.
Not as much time as I'm drinking a beer, I'm going to spend just as much time in the bathroom. I don't want that.
Well, you don't have to drink any more than you normally do. It's just now, instead of buying a 12-pack or a 24-pack or a 30-rack of beer every whatever, week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it may be.
Oh, my God.
Now you just go out to, I don't know where you're going to keep all this beer. That's a big question. But these guys are rich. They probably have ginormous garages. You go out to the garage, and there's like a king-sized, you know, ransom filled with Bud Light cases just waiting for you to take off the rack.
Hickey, maybe it's because I don't like light beer. I don't know.
This would be the ultimate gift for me.
So now I know what to get you later this year. Bud Light. Okay.
That's it. Simple man.
Okay. Ooh, oh, what terrible. Okay. They got tricked out golf carts for Christmas. Nice. They gave them some terrible gifts. Where am I going in a golf cart? Not on the highway.
Exactly right. Where are you going to go? I doubt anyone has a house where the property is big enough where you need a golf cart to get around.
He awarded each of his offensive linemen a beer truck full of Bud Light. A pallet of Bud Light loaded with 90 cases of Bud Light, each case holding 24 cans. That's 2,160 cans. Or nearly one for every yard Barkley gained in the regular season. Come on now.
Badass.
Oh, my. How long would it take somebody to drink that much beer? 21,000 cans? 100?
Let's see. Let's try to do some math.
You going to divide that 365? Oh, my God. That's years worth of beer. God, man, bruh.
Okay. If you have six beers a day, every single day.
Oh, you're bugging, bro.
I did the math.
Six beers a day?
To finish the truckload in one year.
Will his teammates still have a job if they drink six beers a day?
No. No, they will not. So.
You'd have to be, I was going to say, you'd have to be P. Diddy. Oh, my God.
So just think of it this way. So you're not going to drink six beers every day, which means it's going to last more than a year. You got a year and a half's worth, maybe 2 years worth of Bud Light. That
you got to have a party for everything. And you just got to invite people to your house, man. That's it. You got to have a party at your house for every holiday and just invite people and be like, you want a beer? There it is.
And you don't have to worry about the booze bill. Don't worry, guys. It's on really Saquon. It's a lot of beer to buy.
Now, I'm not used to ever having to think about it. How long does beer in a can last?
Long time.
What do we mean long? Are we talking years?
Oh, yeah.
Not that anybody letting a beer sit around that long, they got a problem. Drink the beer. I don't think a beer's ever sat in my fridge longer than 3 days. What are you laughing about?
No, I just that's fair.
No, right?
I respect you. You get to work. You know, you're a working man. You're not going to just have the beer sit around there.
No, I'm not. I'm going to drink that beer.
Put that thing to work.
Yeah, I bought it. I'm going to drink it. You're saying it can last a few years and still be, you know, is that good?
I would assume so. I mean, I haven't ever really drank beer that's years old. But, like, you look at the I don't say expiration date, but, like, there are dates on the beer. If you look down at it, I don't know if it's, like, when it was made, whatever. But I think if you had that in your house for 2 years, I think you'd be okay.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. Wow. What a gift. I just roll Hickey. I go to the brewery. They give me a can. You know, what's that thing called? They give me
a growler?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's big.
I got that big one. I bring it home. Yep.
And that's when you go to the brewery, that's like heavy beer, you know. Bud Light. I love Bud Light. Yeah. But that's like, you know, light, watery.
Yeah, I can't do that.
That's more about volume consumption.
Yeah. When Saquon brings some real beer, then he needs to let me know. He gave them guys soda water. Okay. Bud Light. Nothing.
So if you're an offensive lineman, you're saying get this out of here? Now, if it was an IPA if that's an IPA truck. Poof.
Oh, man. If IPA truck, I'd
you're talking about the damage done.
They'd have me in AA before the season starts. Hey, good on Saquon Barkley. This is what you do when you have new teammates when you win. Also, when you got a $37 million contract. I wonder how much this cost him. Can't be that much. What do you think? A couple hundred? Maybe less? I don't know, right?
I mean, I think roughly 24 beers. I bet you that probably costs, it's like usually just under $1 a beer, roughly. So let's just call it $20 to make it, you know, round numbers. So there are 90 in them.
So you're saying $20 a can?
$20 a case for like 24 Bud Lights?
What? That's it? Really?
I think so. You're going to round up to 25. Let's round up to 25. Let's just be safe.
So he only paid a couple $1,000 for this? Are you bugging?
Well, $2,200. For each guy, how many? I mean, there's five starters, right? But you got to get for everybody, I'm assuming. So where's our 10 offensive linemen? 12, let's say 12 offensive linemen.
Oh, crap.
Depth? Wow. $27,000.
That's not a lot of money. Not for him.
Worth of beer.
Not for him. Wow.
But usually running backs don't get offensive linemen gifts, so.
Wow. He's setting the bar high for future running backs. If I was a running back and I won the Super Bowl next year, everybody's getting nothing. Hey, you got a salary just like me. I'm taking a Cam Newton route. You do it on yourself. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, you know what? Saquon isn't the only guy who showed up in a new outfit. Luka Doncic, he played another game, his second game as a Los Angeles Laker, and let's just say it wasn't all that swimming. And today is the last day before the NBA starts its All-Star break. Have you been watching? We'll talk about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Drink a beer safely.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, shout outs to Carmelo Anthony. Just as old as LeBron James, but no longer playing basketball. Anyway, tonight is the last night of NBA basketball before they hit the All-Star break. All-Star break, All-Star game, all of its festivities taking place in San Francisco this year. And what can I say? The NBA is trying something different. Instead of the normal East-West garbage crap that we've got over the past few seasons, the NBA is trying to, inspire a little bit more competition. All the All-Stars have been split into four teams. In order to kind of make things even, they are utilizing one of the Rising Stars teams. So we got four teams. And they're going to play two games, and then they'll play one game, and then they'll crown a champion. That's it. So by making smaller teams, they're hoping that things are a little bit more competitive come Sunday. As I stand here in the studio right now, out in Minneapolis, the Timberwolves are beating the Thunder 54-42. Now, we know there's a lot of conversations about the league and the ratings and how interested people are and the threes. Although I think some of the threes have kind of been tampered down. A lot of guys just running around jacking threes up. We still see that. This is the first, and I feel so sad. I do. I remember, I don't know what year it was. Was it 96, 97, 98? I was so excited. All-Star Game was in New York City. I was so excited to go to the convention center and, check things out. And there was lines and lines of people blocks long to just get a taste of the All-Star Weekend. I've been fortunate enough to go to multiple NBA All-Star games and festivities. I have great experiences. I got video. I've had a great time at All-Star Weekend. This year, I don't care. I'm just being real. And my interest has waned over the years. On Saturday night, we got a guy in Mac McClung. God bless him. He's going for his third slam dunk championship. He's played a grand total of five NBA games over the past, 5 years. He's played, one NBA game over the past 5 years. He's in the slam dunk contest. We used to have Michael Jordan competing in the slam dunk contest. We had Kobe Bryant in the slam dunk contest, and I guess LeBron is the guy who ruined it, because if he was in it, at least there'd be a line after him. Maybe. We got Mac McClung in the slam dunk contest. No thanks. I can sit down and watch the highlights. I will only watch unless I'm just stuck in the house with nothing to do. And it's a possibility. And then on Sunday, I guess I got no choice but to tune in and watch the game, right? It's Sunday night. There's no Super Bowl. I mean, last week, the NFL, and it's the biggest watched, most watched event, 125, 127, 128 million people watched the Super Bowl last week. What is the ratings going to look like? What are the ratings going to look like for the NBA All-Star game? 3 million? 2 million people? Well, it's not good. All these stars, guys don't play. Oh, man. This is going to stink. And then, Hickey, did you hear? There was a contest that got... They canceled the contest. Steph Curry was supposed to take on Sabrina Ionescu in a three-point shootout again. And then the NBA announced that they're not going to do it.
I saw the reasoning was that they couldn't basically think of how to make it better from last year. Do you buy that?
I don't know. You're just going to do the same thing again? And what is he going to do? He's going to outscore her 29-26. And then what happens after that? Nothing, right? We go... Well, this was a waste of time. I don't know. I know they wanted to have Caitlin Clark do it. Apparently, she didn't want to. And they would have had her and Klay Thompson versus the two of them. I don't know. You think it's a lie? Why do you think they scrapped it?
I don't have a theory. I really don't. I do, if what they say is true, I respect it. Because to your point, if we're just going to do it again, nothing else changes. I just don't know, I don't know. I think last year the novelty was so cool, and that's what drew a lot of people in. There's intrigue. I think after the first time, if it's the exact same thing,
yeah,
I think it loses a little bit of luster.
Man, this stuff sucks. All of it. The skills challenge, no thanks. We got a three-point contest. I don't even know who's in that, Hickey. Let's see.
No idea.
Jalen Brunson is in a three-point contest. Whoop-de-doo. Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Tyler Hero, Buddy Hield, Cam Johnson, Damian Lillard, and Norman Powell. How do you have a three-point shooting contest in the Bay Area and not have Steph Curry? Damian Lillard is from Oakland, but how do you not have Steph Curry in a three-point shooting contest? I don't know, Hickey. Come on.
Great question. And doesn't that feel like you kind of have to do it? Like, whether Steph wants to or not, the NBA's got to be like, dude, you're doing it. You're in it.
Yeah, they have to have him and then Klay Thompson do it. But Klay Thompson's probably like, I'm not doing nothing, Bay Area. Screw y'all. Man.
Take my boat, drive it right into the arena.
Yeah, right? This is going to be an interesting weekend for the NBA. It really is. And speaking of interesting, last night I did mention to you that Luka Doncic made his second appearance for the Los Angeles Lakers, only scoring 16 points. Now, the Utah Jazz are hot garbage. The Lakers smoked them. They played them back-to-back games. They beat them the first time. The Lakers did 132-113. Last night, they lost 131-119. LeBron James had 18 points, and Luka had 16 points in 23 minutes. I give Luka a damn break. The guy hasn't really played. This is his second game since Christmas. He's on a new team. LeBron James already told him, hey, just do you. Don't try to fit in with us. Just do your damn thing. Easier said than done. Even after the loss, Luka Doncic says, I think we could be good. We can be real good with the Lakers. Yeah, we can all be good.
We can go very far, obviously. Today I felt a little bit rusty, you know, two games in after my injury. Turnovers, missed free throws, so I got to do way better. But now I think we're approaching this break, so we got to rest. For me, I think it's more mental rest than anything else, but still got to work. So I'm excited about this break, and I can't wait to go back to play.
All right, I don't know what his rest is. Running on the treadmill, running on the bike, putting down a beer. Hickey, mate, did they get rid of Luka Doncic because he was drinking Bud Light?
Let me tell you what the Mavs would not have allowed a gift for him of.
Yeah, give him a
that truckload of Bud Light would have been gone in a month.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget Michael Finley took that beer out of his hand. I'm like, say no more. I saw everything that I need to see. He's like, this man, he likes to throw them back. Okay. I get it. I don't play in the NBA, though. Shame. The Lakers will be fine. And I know they added Alex Len. Oh, this is another, just a 7-foot guy. The West is just, I don't want to call it open. We know that Oklahoma City is the favorite. I mean, you can look now, the Denver Nuggets are currently on an 8-game winning streak. But realistically, the Lakers, if they're healthy, and Luka, we saw what Luka did last year by himself. Yeah, he had Kyrie and a bunch of other dudes, really. He did, just a bunch of guys. I think that they may be able to do something. I think the Rockets are young. The Grizzlies, I don't trust them. I'm sorry. Between the Thunder and the Nuggets, if I'm the Lakers, I'm not scared. I'm not shaking in my boots thinking about anybody else. I wouldn't be surprised if Luka got it together over the next several months, and him and LeBron, if they're healthy, if the team is healthy, them do some damage. I don't know about them defensively. I could see them winning a round or two. Hickey, what do you think about these Lakers?
I think size is a real problem, and even with the addition of Alex Len, I don't see that helping much. Plus, like, a lot of new players coming in and out. I don't know if the continuity will be there come playoff time. But I will say, like, I think by the time the playoffs start here in just about 2 months or so, I think we will be talking about Luka and LeBron as the best playoff duo in the NBA, which I think is worth something. And I think the Thunder are the best team, but having the best 1-2 punch definitely is, can be dangerous and win you a round or two for sure.
Yeah, we know what Luka can do. Let's see if he can carry another team. with LeBron James. I'm rooting for them because I want to see an interesting storyline. I want to see the Lakers do some damage. And Hickey, you are correct. Anybody taking on Nikola Jokic, and I know what they did last year, taking on the Timberwolves, they went on that run that they had. Jokic is just going to bulldoze through everybody. And he's nuts. That is he's the best player in the league. I said it. He is just absolutely amazing still. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's get Johnny in from Florida real fast. Johnny, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Jay, I'm so hurting. I'm hurt about my cheese. My cheese, okay. Baby. This is what's going to have to happen. When we go into the draft in April, we got to go tackles, left and right tackles. Can't have this getting sacked six times, all of this. It reminds me, JR, it reminds me of 4 years prior when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, gave them all that running to do as well.
Well, they addressed most of that offensive line. They went to free agency, not necessarily the draft. So let's see what approach they take over the next several weeks and months.
Yeah, and then get back to the Tyreek Hill days and just go 9-9-9 routes all the way to the post, baby.
Okay. Let's see if Xavier Worthy can develop into that. Hey, thank you, Johnny. You sound like you're in good spirits. You don't sound demoralized.
I go all the way back. You're talking to a 1968 diehard fan here.
So you've been through the real pain, and now you're appreciating the glory.
Absolutely. I lived through it all. I went to Chief Games before Arrowhead was built.
Oh, well, you're a good man, eating that good old food out there, too. Well, thank you, Johnny.
Absolutely.
All right, all
JR, thanks for taking my call.
No doubt, Johnny. Thank you for calling from Florida. You see, that's a fan that's not spoiled. He's like, yeah, my team lost, but I've seen the worst of it. Ram is calling from Milwaukee. Go ahead, Ram, quickly.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Hello?
Yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was calling. I talked with you the person that answered the phone about the NBA. You know what I think what the problem is? I think it's Adam Silver. And I think what needs to happen is he needs to take more input from Joe Dumars and focus on the culture of basketball to make All-Star Weekend exciting. Because, there's a lot of fans that like the Big Three. And, the NBA really has got a little frictional relationship with the Big Three, but the Big Three is popular. It's been here in Milwaukee a couple times, and it's sold out. It's sold out. And I think with All-Star Weekend, if they offer more money for cash prizes,
bruh.
You might get some of the players to...
Bruh. These guys are the best players are making $50 and $60 and going on $70 million. Like, if you can't show up to work, how much more money do you need to make?
Well, they want the incentive, JR.
No, they don't need...
You can't knock them for that, but come on, man.
Yeah, I can. Screw them. I sure as hell can.
I'm from the 80s, man. I'm from the Jordan era. I'm like you. I don't even look... The only thing I really look forward to, maybe the three-point contest, but far as the slam dunk contest, when you got somebody from the G League that's competing, man, that's like, it's like we're going to the very low. Matt McClung, but
it's where we've been. It's where we've been. We've been in a low. He has a chance to be a three-time winner, so it's been low for a few years now.
Who would you like to see, real quick?
In the
slam dunk contest, yeah.
I'd like to see Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, and then even still LeBron James.
You don't think Kuminga can dunk?
Jonathan Kuminga? Yeah, but I'm thinking about stars, man. Like,
I'm talking about people that can create a dunk. Like, what the big thing is? The two
best? Ram, hold on. Probably some of the best dunkers in the league are guys you never heard of.
I don't know, man. I think with the fan part... what the problem is, JR? It's like you don't have no good in-game dunkers. Like, so, like, when you think about the Jordans and the Vince Carter.
No, Ram, that's not. I just named two guys. Anthony Edwards constantly. He murdered a guy tonight. I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes.
Sean Kemp? No. Come on, stop it.
Well, 16. Well, we had a guy. Well, if you stop and listen. We had a guy named Blake Griffin who was out here slaughtering guys who was just as big as them. So we're not gone from that space or that time or that era. And we saw this man outside of being an in-game dunker where he assassinated a couple of guys on the court. This guy jumped over a car. I mean, if we want to call, if we want to call, and I have to let you go, Ram, I have
to move
to the news. Thank you. If we want to talk about the slam dunk contest being any type of interesting, the guy was jumping over a car. I think the last time the slam dunk contest was really worth a damn, I remember it might be like 2016, 17. I remember being in Toronto, Canada, being in the arena. I saw Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon just going dunk for dunk. They had like an overtime. I couldn't tell you anything about a dunk contest, really, over the past several years. I can't. Nothing. Hickey, did somebody jump over Shaq or something? Marco, am I missing something?
Been one big snooze fest.
Yeah. You're talking wrong guy. I don't think I've seen a slam dunk contest in 15, 20 years. Wow. Honestly, it's pointless.
Yeah, we got Mac McClung. And to say that we don't have in-game dunkers right now, these guys are slaughtering each other. We got dudes that are flying. And a lot of them are guards. Because let's be real, a lot of the big men, we don't have these gigantic power forwards running and flying like that. And we got Wembanyama. You know, he going to put one arm up and dunk on you. A lot of the big action dunks we see from the guards. It's a new time and a new era. We got plenty of guys who can dunk. But brand names, they're too cool for school and they're already making a lot of money. They don't need and shouldn't have an added financial incentive. That's more of a turnoff. You're already making $60, $50 million. Now you need another $2 million just to show up and dunk. Screw you. And that's me putting it nicely. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is February 13th, 2025. February 13th, 1995. Both the UConn men and women's basketball teams were both ranked number one, making it the first time ever that we had two number one teams, men and women's, from the same damn school. We know UConn basketball used to run things. Well, Gino Auriemma, he says back in 95, courtesy SNY, he didn't care all that much.
I didn't particularly get up the next morning and start jumping up and down and go, hey, we're number one in the country. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened. That was brutal because no one knew how to deal with it. The fans, the media, none of us. It wasn't just like, okay, well, you guys became number one. Big deal. It was too big of a deal.
Yeah, well, they didn't win a championship that year. They didn't win their first championship until 1999. You can go ahead and ask Coach Hurley. They now have six of them. He has won two of them. And the women, well, they won a title in 95. They now have 11 championships. It's been a while. UConn women, they last won in 2016. This day in sports history, February 13th, 2022, we had a Super Bowl. Yeah, we had the Rams. The Rams beat the Bengals 23-20. Cooper Kupp, he caught a touchdown. Kevin Harlan called it. It's basically sealed the game.
Stafford, receivers in tight. He gets the snap. He cocks his arm. He throws a pass. Caught with the leap. Belt high. Far side of the end zone. Touchdown, Kupp. The Rams have taken the lead. The Rams have taken the lead. 1:25 to go. Heavily covered. Kupp left and trapped the ball against his belt buckle.
And Kevin Harlan, Westwood One. One of the best. And now Cooper Kupp, let's be real, he's not even wanted by the Rams. He helped them win a championship. That's good enough. See ya in sayonara. Speaking of see ya in sayonara, I think I got to do the same damn thing. Yeah, and we've had a fun show. Thank you so much to Andrew Filipponi from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He came on through and shared with us his thoughts on Trevor Lawrence, that rumor about the Steelers being interested in him. Sounds like a load of crap. Talked about Aaron Rodgers. Thank you to Ryan Harris from Westwood One and CBS for joining us, talking all things NFL. We've had a fun show. If you've missed a minute, any of the interviews, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll say this again. We discussed it briefly. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Do not get hustled, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray. Don't get led down the path. Be careful out there. This weekend and tomorrow is a day to get hustled. Relationships will be forged, and relationships will be broken. And tread lightly and carefully. There you have it. There's some JR wisdom. Hickey, did I miss anything in that regard? No?
No, you nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
I'm trying. It's chocolates and cards. Just to be a jerk the rest of the year. Whatever gets the job done, I guess. Anyway, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you?
Ryan underscore Hickey 3 on Twitter.
We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The Philadelphia Eagles have their parade tomorrow. Can't wait to see what drunkenness comes out of that. Hopefully not a lot. And I hope everybody stays safe up in Philly. I hope you stay safe as well. We'll see you tomorrow. Catch you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show is done on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Hickey.